Let me ask this other question. How many of you are baptized? Be true to it. Be true to it. Buried with Christ? Dead with Christ? Buried with Him? Walk in the newness of life? Just want to close it this way. Be real to your baptism. Don't be so real when they come before the brethren. Oh, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit of God. That's wonderful. That's one act. One time. But you know when you do it once, the death and the burial of Christ, it has a lifetime effect. It's a reminder of each and every one of you to be real to your baptism. Young ones and older ones, the Lord is going. You can rest assured. The Lord will continue testing reality. And He is going to continue testing us until He comes. And you know what He desires to see? Reality in your soul and in my soul. And if I say that I want to be dead and buried with Christ, I can assure you the Lord is going to test it. Did you truly go through the River Jordan? Did you truly going to live up to the baptism that I am dead and I'm alive Christ alone? Enough of cheap talk. And that's the purpose. If there is a purpose behind every occasion we come to open the Word of God, it is just to challenge our hearts. Enough cheap talk. Talk is cheap. Very cheap. It's time for action. And that action, I want to be very, very clear, is not done in a fleshly way. We have said when there was a poverty, there was a man by the name of Gideon in chapter 6. But young brother, I'm going to dare tell you that. The encouragement for all of us, especially the young brothers, is to really be able to get something and provide it before the people of God. And you have to allow the saints to evaluate what you said. So the brother have said, don't feel offended for correction. Don't feel offended for instruction. The saints are responsible to evaluate your ministry. But I'm not going to tell you, you come and just get up and minister. You better be like a Gideon first. You better be gleaning something at your own home. You better be gleaning something in the office when you are, or instead you are on the internet surfing. Oh, that's nice, the word surfing. Come on. It's time. I am not challenging you to do things in a fleshly way. Because you know what? It means nothing to God. It has no value. But I'm trying to challenge you to do things as led by the Spirit of God. Before you can present something for the people of God, there need to be something that has been presented to you by the blessed hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm going to close with these words. It is your time. No more excuses. You know the one that gives the excuses? There's a big thing in my company. The difference between somebody that gives excuses, why do we have a problem? And the difference between the other person that brings solution of how to solve these problems. And the challenge for us spiritually is, brethren, it is your time. Let's start digging in the Word of God. Let's allow the Spirit of God to do His work in your soul and mind. And let's be a help for the people of God. And to be part of a wonderful work that will be done amongst our local testimonies. Because we don't do it for our own pleasure. We don't do it for our own praise. But may the Lord help us to do it for His name's sake. And for His glory. And for His honor. And I trust the Lord will impress upon my heart and your heart to do so for His name's sake. Yes, after I just do a couple of announcements. There is Mountain View Bible Camp, Senior Week. It is from July 9th to July 15th. I was given these to announce the camp that will take place. So if you are interested, please take a copy. I'm going to put them over here. And you are encouraged to be part of that. I would like to thank every one of you for coming to attend the Young People Conference. I want to thank specially for brothers or sisters that are probably very busy and have other responsibilities far away places, but they took the time to bring young people to this conference. I just want to tell you, thank you very, very much that you have such an exercise. And I would like also for all of us to acknowledge the labor of our sister Martha Gaspera. She makes it very sweet for us every year, other than enjoying spiritual food, to enjoy this beautiful food she makes. What's that?
Abundance of it.
Abundance of it. And I am sure if you asked her for the recipe of the soup, she will share for you, she will share the recipe for a price of $5 each. But I am sure she'll be willing to give you recipes of her unique food that she does for us. Also acknowledge the help in the back. There's Sister Barbara Glazer, there's Sister Ruth Eris, there's my dearest, my beautiful bride, Carol Ejami, and Kathleen was here helping us, and Luby, and others that if I missed, I'm very sorry. We just want to acknowledge especially Sister Martha for all her labor. The second thing I would like to suggest to you, that if you have any questions that we didn't have a chance to take up, please feel free to send this question to Brother Emil, because probably he will put it in the next Toward the Mark magazine. There was no time for questions and answers, but please feel free to address this question, because I'm sure we will all benefit from it. And please make sure, some of you might be leaving tonight, some of you might be leaving tomorrow, to send our love and greetings to all your local testimonies. Did I miss anything? After we finished supper, Doug and Sharon graciously have opened their house again for us to go and enjoy fellowship, or to continue the fellowship. And the pool will be open. You're free to come. And we would love you to come if you could. Anything else? Anything else? Anybody has anything else? Okay.